Foreigner. You said you counted the ladybugs on our way home. That you counted exactly 20. You lifted one off your shirt, and it flew into sparsely leaved branches. You asked me to pronounce Korean words. Say winter again. Say autumn. 겨울. 가을. Say I sometimes think of you. Say it is just so. You repeat each like a tender bird. Ladybugs hibernate in warm houses. Did you know that they're called Asian lady beetles too? Are they transplants like us? Ladybugs are only pests by their presence. I wouldn't harm you either. Not even your belongings. Next to you, my small mind shivers like some 40 wings. Sometimes when I'm walking on the street, I want to lie down on that patch of dirt and grass. I'm tired and lonely. On the bus the other day, we passed by an albino tree. You were next to me and said we need to go back there and look at it, then flew out the next day. Does white seem cold or hot to you? We can pretend the tree was full of ember. On this street are yellow leaves, cool and aloof. This morning I woke up shivering. I'd like to tell you of the dream I had, how I was on a bus to Anmyeondo. I was alone, but you were next to me when we got to the sea. I'd like to tell you that we found our way to the island, but I've forgotten everything else. Easily written poem. After Yun Dongju. From the floor of my room in a foreign land. Morning breaks open with newspapers, each one with terrible promises of deportation and imprisonment and murder of my friend, a poet, then another, until they are all gone. I ran out into the streets, though it was not enough. I screamed out in horror, though it was not enough. The sun began to sink faster, pouring dark over our hair, and I was scared. Still, I was selfish. I found blessed time to write a line lush with songbirds, meteors, and bees, tuck my notebook under my arm, and saunter here, and there, and here. Meanwhile, bombs, drones, and other winged creatures vanished from our sight, and into the living, where we won't find them. We continue to hum and eat because we can. We sigh and we write and we read things like this. A harmless male bee without stingers is called a drone. It cannot sting to save its own life. I lie down. This is the floor in a foreign land. This is the vanishing line. This country, here, there, here. Silly girl, silly, silly girl for thinking that writing line after line of beastly beatitudes will help her. How silly, 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 silly. Say grace. In my country, our shamans were women and our gods multiple until white people brought an ecstasy of rosaries, and our cities today glow with crosses like graveyards. As a child, in Sunday school, I was told I'd go to hell if I didn't believe in God. Our teacher was a woman whose daughters wanted to be nuns, and I asked, "What about babies, and what about Buddha?" And she said, "They're in hell too." And so I memorized prayers and recited them in front of women I did not believe in. Deliver us from evil. O sweet Virgin Mary, amen. O sweet, O sweet. In this country, which calls itself Christian, what is sweeter than hearing, have mercy on us, from those who serve different gods? O clement, O loving, O God, amidst ruins, amidst waters, fleeing, fleeing. Deliver us from evil, O sweet, O sweet. In this country, point at the moon, at the stars, point at the way the lake lies, with a handful of feathers, and they will look at the feathers, and kill you for it. If a word for religion they don't believe in is magic, so be it. Let us have magic. Let us have our own mothers and scarves, our spirits, our shamans and our sacred books. Let us keep our stars to ourselves, and we shall pray to no one. Let us eat what makes us holy. To the winter apricot blossom. Did I trick you with the glow from my window, the warmth of my skin? It started with a lone flower, ember-like in the lifting dusk, burgeoning on the branch, nosing into my room. At night the floret shadow dropped onto my page, my arm, my poem. In the snow you were heavy with 100 bulbs to light the winter into spring. A cold misty morning, you alone illuminate the sky, small lanterns, red, bursting lobes. The transformation. In early 2016, 13 sperm whales beached themselves on Germany's north coast, their stomachs full of plastic litter. I was once naive enough to be a woman. I once had a car, silver and new, and drove it over paved roads trailing with rain. I took it to a pebbled beach, lean with ebbing tide, pools of fish, here and there. I could see them, small and lustrous. In deeper waters were hairtail and cuttlefish. Hairtail were called knifefish in my language. If you're shipwrecked, some say, knifefish are the first to wrap around you and pick you clean. Silver ribbons, sweet with human meat. But I was no fool. I shed my coat, my cardigan, my scarf, my hair, and other things of lean beauty. Rain made my skin stick. I was sickened to my stomach with the affairs of human concern. Guns and stupidity, mostly. It was ignorance that hurt us best. Loathing, too, but it is son to ignorance, a sleek cage. People who loved the cage felt snug and protected. They wielded over others, crushing them, surprising them. I lay in the eerie water. It streamed over me and other live things, changing us, scale by scale, strand by strand. It wasn't fair that fish could see color, and whales could not, but I was okay. I loved my new body. I don't know what kind of whale I was. In the ocean, there were no mirrors. Pieces of glass and other gleaming debris. I ate. Hairtail stood like hair and stared at me with their dumb eyes. A diver once came down to photograph my eyes, then left without showing me my likeness. I swallowed squid, and their beaks clattered against the plastic in my stomach. Once I was naive enough to think to starve with a full stomach meant filling yourself with water. I then knew that it meant filling my new silver belly with 1,000 pieces of man-made waste. I ate parts from cars just like mine. I ate bags, clear and cloudy. They were blurs to me, human affairs. How unusual, how fantastic it feels to be here again. Air again, the tide ebbing, gray sand drying on me. To see a bird fly again, its wing like the belly of an insect creature I once saw on the ocean floor, striped and dead. Look, such slender beauty of things. Shadows, leaves, rows of clouds pushed, by some animal wind. Dream devil. A devil must occupy my dream, for who else would design my nightmares, though they are not truly mine? I cannot control their cities, nor their rivers full of bodies. I clutch your hair like a drowning person reaching for floating straw. Maybe it's you. You keep me from rest. When I speak Korean with my mother on the phone, my native tongue is a code, you a secret. Still, you form your body around me so close that my dream occupies your dream. I navigate your sleep. What you contain is mine. Your sick cats I resurrect as black lions, your tormentors underwater. I summon bodies and bodies of water, and you walk around them in circles. Like this, we grow old together without you seeing me. But morning comes as suddenly and surely as any morning. You are here, beside me, 50 years younger. Dear God, I have missed you. I wait for you to wake. Time in Wales. Our legs of yellow skin next to one another, calves spread. I think of beached whales, the arcs of their bellies, clean and gleaming. A whale would lie in the shape of something cold, the body sipping on itself like a drain. Gravity sucks a whole whale onto sand. You study Korean, whispering, 물오르다, 물오르다, meaning, literally, water rises, but really meaning to improve or to rise in sap in springtime trees. Come spring, it will be your birthday. We will have seaweed soup, supply our blood with oxygen. Do you know that Koreans do that because hundreds of years past, they saw whales eating seaweed after giving birth? You cross your legs, their hair black and coarse like my father's and my grandfather's across the ocean. And do you know that whales have hair? Perhaps a sign of their past when they walked the earth. Summer of years past, your father across the same ocean to bring you to America, where you would grow up speaking a language different from mine. Do you know that whales, too, detect where one another comes from, through song? That music I hear is yours and ours. 물오르다, 물오르다, water rises. Whales die in this year's hot winter. Your father has told you of the summer, the dank heat. Your foster mother ran after you, you already asleep in your father's arms, wailing your name. You will not be called by that name the next day, and years will pass by. But when you're 10, you will write about that story and spell whale as the animal whose breath is a distance, spouting steam. The great animal that becomes crushed by air and sprayed with words, man's fault. And yes, so perhaps the world will end in water, taking with it all loving things. And yes, in grace. Only song, only buoyancy. You rise now, whispering, 물올리다, 물올리다, meaning, literally, to raise water, but really meaning to bring water to a boil. Acknowledgements. I would like to give huge thanks to Tupelo Press for first housing my poems, my agent Jin Ah of the Wiley Agency for believing in my manuscript before it was a cruelty special to our species, and the entire team at Echo Books, especially Dan Halpern, Gabriella Dube, and Martin Wilson, with whom I virtually tossed the manuscript back and forth, for working on this book with care and dedication, You all made my book dream come true. Great affection and appreciation to the Poetry Foundation, Barbara Deming Memorial Fund, Inc., Association of Writers and Writing Programs, Aspen Words, Community of Writers at Squaw Valley, The Home School, Asian American Writers Workshop, and New York University's Creative Writing Program for providing financial and artistic support and space. The encouragement and generosity not only truly pushed this book into existence, but also charged me with so much confidence. I am forever indebted. Deepest gratitude to my brilliant teachers at NYU's MFA program, Kimiko Han, Yusuf Komunyaka, Eileen Miles, Sharon Olds, Deborah Landau, Rachel Zucker, and Charles Simic. Their mentorship and faith shaped my poetry and this book in ways too numerous to count. Love to all the wonderful people who were the biggest champions of my work and or were my first readers. David Krolikowski, Christopher Soto, a.k.a. Loma, Wo Chan, Elliot Lam, Susan Su, Will Carroll, Nick Wong, a.k.a. Zoe Sivan, Sandra H. Park, Irene In-Young Lee, Carol Gyeol Han, Michelle Youngjin Kim, Jane Jung-Yoon Kim, Sung-Yun Lee, Soren Stockman, Sam Herschelwein, Cornelius Eady, Keen Lam, Terrence Young, Kenneth May, Jack Jung, Don Mi Choi, Gregory Janikian, Lynn Levin, Sirkant Chiku Reddy, and Kyung-Hee Choi. All your guidance, humor, pep talks, jumping jacks, tears, tender gazes at my readings, and shouts from rooftops for my poems energized and emboldened me. Now I'd like to give a shout out to my family, my pillar, my mother, Moonju Park, my father, Cheol Hyun Yoon, and my sister, Susan Gyeongmin Yoon. Special thanks to my maternal grandmother, Sun Jae, for telling the best stories and being my inspiration. 저의 첫 시작의 시작부터 변함없이 저의 꿈을 아껴주시고 응원해주신 덕분에 여기까지 올 수 있었습니다. 이 책으로서 감사의 마음을 소소하고 시시하게 남아 표현할 수 있게 되어 행복합니다. 고맙습니다. 사랑합니다.
Also, woof woof to my dogs in heaven and on earth who listened to all my secrets and heartbreaks and taught me a lot about love. Finally, I am very grateful for you, reader. Thank you for meeting me here. This is Emily Jungmin Yoon. This production of A Cruelty Special to Our Species, Poems, presented by Echo and Harper Audio, was executive produced and directed by Suzanne Franco Mitchell and recorded at Chicago Recording Company in Chicago. Engineered by Alex Burns. It was produced by Common Mode. Paul Fowley, Technical Director. Text Copyright, 2018 by Emily Jungmin Yoon. Production Copyright, 2018 by HarperCollins Publishers. All rights reserved. Thank you for listening.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.